Maple Ridge, BC, a teenage hiker who emerged safe from a forest more than 2 days after going missing in a Metro Vancouver provincial park is being praised for her preparedness. Team manager Ryan Smith with Ridge Meadows Search and Rescue said he was elated at the outcome. He said 16-year-old Esther Wang's physical fitness and planning, as well as good weather, could be credited for her safe return. Ridge Meadows RCMP said in a news release Friday that Wang walked out of the East Canyon Trail in Golden Ears Provincial Park on her own at 9:30 p.m. Thursday, about 54 hours after going missing. RCMP supped. Wendy Mihat said Wang went home with her parents after a medical assessment. She is healthy, she is happy and she is with family, Mihat said in the release. Esther's family has expressed sincere gratitude to all first responders and search and rescue groups. They are very thankful for this outcome and request privacy at this time, Mihat added. RCMP said Wang, from Langley, BC, was part of a group of four people who were hiking on Tuesday. The group left a lookout point at about 2:45 p.m. to head back to their campground, but about 15 minutes later they noticed that Wang was missing. Police said the group returned to the viewpoint to look for Wang and when she wasn't found the leader returned to the entrance of the trail to have a park ranger call police. The search and rescue effort involved a helicopter, a drone and teams of rescuers from across the Lower Mainland. Esther did take precautions. She did have food and water. She did appear to stop and then think, orientate herself and planned accordingly, Smith told a news conference Friday, calling her a very determined young lady. It took quite a while to get out, but she is out and she's safe, which is the best outcome we could hope for. Smith said 16 rescue teams were involved in the search. Mihat told a news conference that Wang was unharmed, apart from some mosquito bites. She said authorities have not yet spoken to the girl in depth, but intend to follow up. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 30, 2023. The Canadian Press.